Support for Food for Thought comes from Metropolitan Market, announcing Peach-O-Rama, a celebration of all things peach. With peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms, Metropolitan Market offers daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels. More at peachorama.com. So, Nancy, last weekend we both went off in opposite directions. You went to Portland. I went to Friday Harbor. Tell me what you discovered in the Rose City. I know you did some good eating there.
Well, I did, but of course I had to stop at the outlet stores to get new underwear first. But we won't tell anyone about that part.
Did you stop at the dress barn on your way to Portland?
I'm sorry. I missed the dress barn, but I did go to the underwear store. And afterward, I went to Burgerville. Have you been to Burgerville?
No, and I haven't been. Is that store called the Underwear Store?
Oh, no, Stein. Let's stop talking about that because you know what these people are going to think.
Okay, well, tell me what the burgers are.
No. Okay, so it's close enough to Burgerville, which I think is kind of like the Dick's Drive-In of Oregon. I don't know if it's all over Portland. It's certainly around Portland. There are several of them. And they're kind of a natural, more groovy version of a fast food burger joint. And let me tell you what, I had the best onion rings I've ever had in my life there.
Were these onions sliced humanely?
Very crisp. They were the best onion rings. I didn't have milkshakes, although they're famous for them. Had a great burger. And then I went on to Portland and had just a terrific time. I was with a gal pal that I met 35 years ago at a waitressing job interview. We both got the job and neither of us ended up taking it, but we became fast friends. And I hadn't seen her in forever. So we decided to take the trip together. This was one of those friends who thinks that the idea of a great trip is just eating and drinking, and that's what we did. We went to Nostrana in Portland, which is a fabulous Italian restaurant, and the owner chef, Kathy Wims, is always up for a James Beard Award, and so far she's never won it. I think she deserves it based on the meal I had. So we had this fabulous pizza that they cut with the scissors, and we split a terrific fresh pasta dish, and I went on to have a smoky rotisserie chicken, like none of that rotisserie chicken you buy at your local supermarket, I might add. The smoky flavor, was almost as good as my husband's, only, more expensive.
Oh, of
so,
course.
But then I had a couple of great breakfasts. I ate at Kenny and Zook's, which is classic Northwest New Wavy deli, Jewish deli, that is, and had an incredible Reuben with pastrami you would have cried over and some really great bagels and lox. And Tasty and Sons, too, another place for breakfast if anybody goes down to Portland. You have to wait in line if you go on the weekends. But I went on Monday morning, so it wasn't too bad. That is an amazing place to eat breakfast. Stein, beat that. Where did you eat?
Well, Nancy was strictly home cooking for us. We went to visit our friends Lewis and Nancy Spaulding in Friday Harbor, and Lewis baked a really nice focaccia, and together we made these stuffed chicken breasts stuffed with spinach and fontina cheese and stuff like that, and we stuffed ourselves with it. Very, very nice. But the big deal was a visit to a small distillery, San Juan Island Distillery, and it's run by Susie and Hawk Pingree, and they're making small batch gins and apple brandies and ciders, apple ciders. You know me, I don't like fruit, but I love that cider. And also the brandy was so good that I actually shelled out my own money for a bottle of that and a bottle of this rose lavender liqueur that they make. So it was excellent, excellent stuff. And I've got a picture of their beautiful still at kplu.org. And you'll also find a picture there of you, Nancy, with a pair of onion rings around your eyes. Stop playing with your food. So you ate like a little piggy and I drank like a little fishy. I'm going to do that more often. I'm Dick Stein.